Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Astrology News Report, presented by yours truly, Ron Berger. Today is November 8th, 2015. This is the Special Report section, where I take a topic or person or situation that is pertinent to world events and do an in-depth astrological analysis. Today, I am doing a special predictive report on Donald Trump and his prospects for 2016, according to his Vedic astrology chart. Mr. Trump is vying for the Republican presidential nomination. He's been ahead of his Republican rivals in most national polls thus far. So, everyone wants to know, is this guy actually going to end up being the Republican nominee? Well, let's see what Vedic astrology has to say about that. Donald Trump was born on June 14, 1946, at 10:54 a.m. in Jamaica, Queens, New York. The first thing we notice about this chart is that there are a lot of intense planetary combinations, indicating that this is an unusual person. So, let's get started with some natal chart analysis to see who we are dealing with here. First off, note that he is Leo rising, with Mars closely conjunct the ascendant degree. Leo is the sign of royalty. Leo people have a natural instinct and a talent for being in charge. Leo wants to be known, or at least acknowledged. Leo is a sign that prefers large projects. Being a fire sign, Leo is self-centered and prone to self-aggrandizement. The ascendant degree is in the lunar sign Maga, which translates as the mighty or the magnificent. Mars is the action planet, as well as the planet of combat. When Mars shows up in the ascendant of a birth chart, the person is ambitious and naturally aggressive. Even as a youth, Donald already had a reputation as a rough character. Mars is the military planet. The young Donald Trump was sent to a military academy for high school. Mars likes being in the sign Leo. It makes a Leo rising person something like a general or a CEO. Does this sound like Donald Trump? Notice that the Sun, the ruler of the Leo ascendant, representing sense of self, is in the 10th house of public actions, career, and business success. This placement ensures that the natural Leo desire to be known does manifest in his life. And this is the sign Taurus, the materialist of the zodiac. And the Sun is closely associated with Rahu and Uranus. Rahu, the eclipse point, is the significator of potential success in life. Rahu, especially in the 10th house, is obsessed with success. Uranus is the significator of rebellion and eccentricity. Thus, Mr. Trump attains material success on his own terms, in his own way. And, being a Leo, he wants everyone to know it. Now look at his natal moon. It's a full moon. Yep. The Donald was born on a full moon, and it is strongly placed in the 4th house and tightly conjunct the other eclipse point, Ketu. In fact, Mr. Trump was born just hours before a total lunar eclipse, and it's a Scorpio full moon. Remember, Scorpio is one of the power signs and a natural-born psychologist. Kinda special. But not necessarily good. The combination of Ketu and Moon is quite a strange one. It can make a person psychic, or just idiosyncratic, unstable, volatile, and paranoid. Mr. Trump has admitted that he frequently carries a gun. Looking around the chart at some of the other positions, note that Mercury, the planet of the intellect, is in its own sign, Gemini, in the 11th house, the house of gains. This makes Mercury, the planet of learning, data, and communications, quite strong. This guy is no dummy. Remember, he graduated first in his class from the Wharton School of Economics. Mercury is the ruler of his second house of money, placed in his 11th house of gains, constituting what is called a Dana Yoga, a combination for wealth. Mercury is also the planet that governs business transactions, here in the 11th house of profits. Another really interesting combination is the Venus-Saturn conjunction in his 12th house. The 12th is the house of the unknown, including people who you don't personally know. In other words, the general public. A lot of politicians have strong 12th houses in their astrology charts. Here we find Venus, the planet of love and sociability, which in the 12th house makes it easy for him to get along with strangers. And here, too, is Saturn, the planet of control. In the 12th house, Saturn can give you the ability to control people who you don't know. Very handy for anybody who has to rule over others. So, the combination of Venus and Saturn makes the Donald a charismatic manipulator. And lastly, we come to the combination of Jupiter and Neptune in the second house. Jupiter, the planet of wealth, which represents the fifth house of good past life credit for Leo charts, gives the Leo rising person a certain amount of luck here in the second house of family and materiality. And he was lucky to be born into a wealthy family and has done quite well for himself besides. Neptune is the planet of illusions and deceit, here in the second house of speech. Jupiter is also the planet of truth. So, Mr. Trump has the capacity to tell tales, even to the point of deceiving others. Okay, that's a brief tour of the Donald's natal chart. Now, let's take a look at the predictive analysis. Mr. Trump is currently in his Rahu major period, which started for him back in November 1998 and continues until November 2016. In other words, right up to next year's elections. Rahu is the significator of great desire, transformation, and success, and it is prominently placed in the chart in the 10th house of public actions. The Rahu major period activates his Sun-Rahu-Uranus conjunction. Rahu's close association with his Sun is what gives Mr. Trump the drive to acquire power and renown. The conjunction of Rahu with Uranus is a real wild card. Uranus, the planet of freedom and rebellion, makes him willing to take big risks, to say and do things that are quite unexpected and unconventional, even extreme. And, of course, this is what makes him so entertaining and such a magnet for the media. His moon sub-period, which began in April 2014, has just ended. Actually, he was still in his moon sub-period when the first and rather wild CNN debate took place. Now begins his Mars sub-period. Mars, the planet of combat and victory, which is strongly featured in this chart, is conjunct his ascendant degree. Mr. Trump identifies with the fight. The Mars sub-period takes him to November 2016. In other words, right up to the elections. For Leo rising, Mars rules the fourth house of home, heart, stability, assets, and happiness. Mars also rules the ninth house of good fortune and destiny. Thus, Mars is a very beneficial planet for Leo rising. In Vedic astrology, it even has a special name, Yoga Karaka. Mr. Trump's Mars sub-period activates the planetary combination in Mars's sign, Scorpio, in his fourth house, the Moon-Ketu conjunction. This is both a benefit and a problem for him. Moon-Ketu gives him psychic talents, but simultaneously creates emotional instability. His tendency to quickly react to any perceived threat and to blurt out whatever comes into his mind could prove to be his undoing in an election campaign where every utterance will be recorded and transmitted worldwide. Against the backdrop of his Rahu-Mars period, now let's take a look at the influential transits. The first thing to notice is that Jupiter is transiting in Leo, which puts the planet of confidence, expansion, opportunity, and belief right in Mr. Trump's ascendant. Jupiter is also powering up his natal Mars, the current sub-period ruler. So, no surprise, he is full of energy, as well as full of himself, ready and willing to take on all adversaries. The Jupiter transit in Leo continues until August 2016. Another major transit is Saturn, currently in Scorpio and approaching his natal moon in 2016. The transit of Saturn through the sign of one's natal moon is the height of what is called Sati Sati in Vedic astrology, a time period which is sobering and can be stressful, since it indicates a harsh confrontation with what Saturn represents, reality. But reality is what Trump has to offer to the voters. He lays it on the line, on just about any topic, with no waffling. Simultaneously, Saturn is opposite to his natal sun, the ruler of his chart, and also opposite to his natal Rahu, his current major period ruler. Saturn represents the established order. Sun plus Rahu represents his ambition for power. So, here we see a perfect astrological representation of the Donald's main problem. The established Republican power structure actually opposes his bid for the nomination. Now let's take a look at the nodes, Rahu and Ketu, which will change signs in January 2016. Rahu, the significator of ambition, obsession, and potential success, will enter Leo, his ascendant. Rahu transiting in your ascendant really amplifies personal ambition, making you even more determined to succeed. And Rahu will be joining forces with Jupiter, already transiting here. From the look of things, Mr. Trump is not going to back down at all in 2016. More likely, he will double down. So, the question is, does he win in the primaries? Does he get the Republican nomination? At the time of this writing, November 2015, the Republican field is still crowded, with the first primaries still months away. The convention in Cleveland in July may well end up being a brokered convention if no candidate gets enough delegates to win a clear victory. But what can be said at this point is that Mr. Trump's astrology chart has a lot going in his favor. So, get your popcorn out. This is going to be interesting. Okay, I will, of course, be revisiting the Donald's progress in forthcoming posts, and you can keep up with ongoing developments by following me on Twitter at AstroNewsReport.